Hey, what's up? This is Chris Gray, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
And it's Messi! It is the cleanest of clean finishes from the best on the planet.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, the UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
The coach with his job on the line at ZFM Stereo FC has changed the formation. He's gone with a two-pronged attack, trying to see if he can get goals. Mike Madoda, Barry Manandi in the studio, and that's it. Sean Tafirenyiko will be pulling the strings in midfield, trying to get the supply lines open. But let's see how this goes. Should be a good one. On the home front today, the debate about the quality of football in Zimbabwe has been reignited after former Dynamo's captain Murape critiqued the game's falling standards as poor attendance rocked the big match between Giants, Dynamos and Highlanders at the National Sports Stadium. In our Formula One report, proudly brought to you by Zimoco, Max Verstappen is enjoying the most dominant of Formula One seasons. But Red Bull team boss Christian Horner reckons the double world champion still deserves more recognition. In Around the World in 60, we have updates from Australia, New Zealand and the United States.
In the beautiful game, kickoff is on the continent where the Amakhosi will, of course, victorious in the Soweto Derby, and their former star Patrick Mayo believes that Kaizer Chiefs' victory over Pirates saved Arthur Zwane's job. Being a Tuesday, we'll head to France where Lens are emerging as the only challengers to PSG's dominance in Ligue 1, as they are 5 points behind the league leaders following the impressive win over Toulouse, which maintained their 100% unbeaten run at home. And with everything still to play for on a tantalizing final match day in Group D, Marseille and Tottenham Hotspur do battle at the Orange Velodrome tonight, still vying for spots in the Champions League knockout round.
How is it, guys? Elvis Tibolayo Bomba Moyo, WPF.
This is The Bomb.
All Africa Heavyweight Champion two-time. You are listening to ZFM Sport.
Quick question to everybody out there. Not when did you have your first kiss, but why aren't you coming to stadiums? Why are you staying away from stadiums? 0731-168-045. The crowd at the Battle of Zimbabwe was pitiful, and we want to know why. That's what we're discussing later.
You called it a crowd.
Yes. A few people.
Yeah.
0731-168-045. That's on the WhatsApp number. Send us your WhatsApps. We'll read them as we are discussing that hot button issue. Is football in Zimbabwe dead, or can we resurrect it? Is it just in ICU? That'll be straight after a local sports news roundup. Here's Mike.
The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
The bell rings with boxing, where World Boxing Council interim super bantamweight champion Kudakwasha Teke Mandisiwandire has commenced her individual training sessions as she prepares for the WBC super bantamweight main title fight against Mexican Yimileth Mercado. The fight will be staged in February next year at a yet-to-be-announced date and venue. In rugby news, Zimbabwe National Sevens rugby captain Kudzai Mashawe has announced his retirement from international rugby. The 29-year-old Harare Sports Club utility player recently led the Cheetahs at the Rugby World Cup Sevens in Cape Town last month. Mashawe made his Sevens debut in 2018 after switching from the 15s format, where he also played for the Sables under former coach Peter de Villiers. And we wrap it up with netball news, where the Zimbabwe senior netball team is targeting a top four finish at the upcoming 2023 Netball World Cup, which will be staged in Cape Town next year. Zimbabwe Netball Association President Letitia Chipandu made the target declaration at a press conference, saying the Gems needs to aim higher after realizing the potential at the 2019 Netball World Cup in England, where they finished 8th.
The Castle Lager Premier Soccer League report on ZFM Sport.
All right. Remember that WhatsApp number, 0731 168 045. Right, we're talking about the crowds at domestic football matches, in particular at the Battle of Zimbabwe. Now, debate about the quality of football in Zimbabwe has been reignited after former Dynamo's captain Murabe Murape critiqued the game's falling standards as poor attendance rocked the big match between Giants, Dynamos and Highlanders at the National Sports Stadium. The vast empty grey concrete seats concrete slabs they dominated the backdrop of this acclaimed Battle of Zimbabwe at the Giants Stadium on Sunday, as the game failed to live up to its hype for the umpteenth time. Now, UK based analyst and friend of the show Makumburero Mako Gold Mutimkulu argues that the poor attendance boils down to leadership or the lack thereof.
Indeed, there's no escaping the fact that our game is struggling to breathe, is struggling to trend in a world where trending is all that matters. When your big game, when your Battle of Zimbabwe attracts a paltry crowd, then you know that you are in a mess. And what do you need when you are in a mess? You need a calm mind. You need leadership. You need to face the issues. Where does this problem play out? It plays out at the top level. This is where we look and say, look, our game is not vibrant. Why is it not vibrant? Admittedly, yes, the economy plays a part. The pandemic played a part. And also the lack of quality plays a part. But do the numbers that come to watch the game a reflection of how bad or good a league is? Not really. For me, it boils down to leadership or lack thereof. Are you aware that there are products in this world whose marketing message starts with a warning? This product is harmful to your health. When that sentence is done, what follows is an all-out attack to charm you. This league, our football, is not as horrible as the numbers suggest. I just feel that the leaders that we have, they look at issues and use them as excuses. We emerged from the lockdown with two distinct leagues that I would want you to draw comparison on. The Northern Region Division 1 emerged from the lockdown stronger, fashionable, with the razzmatazz. The Premier Soccer League came out looking like it had gone through wars, like it needed a bath, sanitizing, shampoo and everything. What is it that the Northern Region did during the lockdown that the Premier Soccer League did not do, was to plan for life after the lockdown? Because what Martin Quez and his crew did at the Northern Region was to come out and say, this is our plan and this is how we're going to go about it. When the Premier Soccer League retained, Top Flight Action retained, the first announcement from the Premier Soccer League was, we are back. And the news, cheapest ticket is $20. 20 United States dollars to watch a local game. You had transport, and the games were for Dynamos, they were the Bauba playing the Chibuku Super Cup. You are placing this price tag on fans who had gotten used to living their life without the local game. You should have gone back to them and charmed them and reminded them of what they were missing. But with a ticket at $20, all you did was to say, the fans looked at you and said, like, oh, life was going on without you. We don't even have the 20 quid to spare to come and watch you. And this is where we are. I just feel that we need leadership. We need to take this game by the scruff of its neck and push it on the people. Make it trend. We've got products that go hand in hand. Beer and football, they go hand in hand. So let your marketing be strong. Let it take the people who drink and also love football. But also, the clubs need to appreciate that fans pay their way to be entertained. When we have a league where the coach of the biggest, one of the biggest teams, says passing is overrated, mate, and you expect me to come and watch? Entertain us. Show us that you want to play. Give us value for money. And that is lacking at the minute. How do we do that? Let's start to encourage play. Let's start to celebrate skill. Let's start to celebrate good goals and make noise about it. The days of teams winning and just struggling their way to results are gone because people want to be entertained.
See. Marco Gold there with absolute solid gold. That's why he's a friend of the show, talking about the fact that there are very varied reasons why individual supporters, fans, are not coming to stadiums. He pointed out that the economy plays a part, COVID plays a part, as well as entertainment, which is the final point. I wanna sort of distill that into one thing. He talked about marketing at length.
Yeah.
What comes first, Michael? The product or marketing?
No, I think you've got to develop the product before you market it. You can't market something that doesn't exist. And so I think, listen, I'll put it this way. You can't, in the context of Zimbabwe football, try and pass off a Toyota Wish. Now, this is with all due respect to everyone who's driving a Toyota Wish out there.
Driver.
Yeah, you can't try and sell off a Toyota Wish and pass it off as a Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
It's
right,
not.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so marketing cannot go and slap on some lipstick on a pig.
Right.
It still remains a pig.
Right.
We've got to work on the entertainment value, Barry. The biggest marketing ploy for any sport in the world is to provide entertainment value. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? Yes, they are the bells and whistle when we talk about match day experiences, when we talk about things that happen in and around the football pitch. But ultimately, the most important thing, the best advert, the most important advert for the sport is what happens over the course of 90 minutes.
It's the game.
Split into two halves and played by 22 players, 11 either side, the substitutes and the two men that are calling the shots on the sidelines. That is what the fans are ultimately paying for when they enter into a stadium. And right now, when we take a look at what's on show in Zimbabwe, and yes, of course, a lot of focus will be on the Zimbabwe Derby, to call it by another name, the Battle for Zimbabwe that happened between Dynamos and Highlanders. But it's not just that game.
There
have been other games. If anyone has bothered to go to the National Sports Stadium and the different stadia around the country, a lot of people have been complaining about the poor quality of matches and the lack of entertainment. So I think now the debate has been amplified because it's finally happened in what was supposed to be the biggest game of the season.
Yeah.
And that biggest game of the season, in truth, I'm still like trying to think, did the Golden Eagles Simba game, the cup final, have more fans? Did the Golden Eagles Simba game that was at Ellis Robbins have more fans than the Zimbabwe Derby?
Possibly.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
And that is a shocking indictment on the Premier Soccer League.
On the domestic game. Okay, so when you talk product, what is the product?
The product is the game. It's football.
You're right.
It's football.
But Bora.
In your view.
Because we need to be absolutely granular in terms of defining this, because we continue to say, and we get fleeting statements from people saying about Vanwe Bora and things like that. We've got to then go down to its most minute element and say, what is it that people are looking for? What is
entertainment, Barry? Sport is part of the entertainment business.
Yes.
That's what it is, ultimately.
Definitely.
So people are paying to be entertained.
Okay.
That's what they want to be.
Yeah.
So when they go to stadiums and they're not entertained, when there are no goals, when there's no action to talk about, there's no breathtaking sequence of action, then they're not entertained. And what they do invariably, they look for their entertainment elsewhere and begin to invest in those areas. Okay, people talk about the economy. So tell me, we have, on the very same weekend, I believe, okay, there was an event, I think, that was happening somewhere. There was a cook-off that was happening in town, in Harare. That was happening.
At the Battle of Zimbabwe,
And they were charging $5.
Right.
It was packed.
Yeah.
there was parking that was stretching all the way to Kensington and so forth. I think this was the previous week, weekend, wasn't it?
Right.
That happened at Alex Sports Club.
Yes, yes, yes.
You couldn't get parking for love or for money anywhere between sort of like Prince Edward School and Kensington. Yeah. Alex Sports Club was jam-packed. And people were paying $5 to be part of that experience.
Yeah.
So the notion that Vanavana Mari falls away.
Yeah.
No. People will sacrifice, Barry, if there's entertainment value,
yes, yes.
And if they feel that they'll get value. The Soweto Derby, which was played the same weekend, a day before our game between Highlanders and Dynamos, is not patronized by just the wealthy in South Africa.
No, no, no.
In fact, it is largely patronized by people who are actually of lesser means.
Yes, yes.
Who are most of them coming out of Soweto. But what do? They sacrifice to make sure that, you know what, when the Derby rolls round, we are going to be there to back Pirates, to back Kaizer the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And now we hear that the cup final,
the MTN8
sold out at Moses Mabhida Stadium in 2 days.
Yeah.
And that's featuring AmaZulu and AmaZulu.
Yeah.
And so, why? Because you know what? They know that the style of football that Pirates plays, the style of football that AmaZulu has been playing, very refreshing.
Right.
They are bound to what? To get a lot of entertainment. And when you take a look at that game, as we saw in this past game, you will see Sundown supporters who will be there in the crowd during the Soweto Derby. Why? Because they are guaranteed entertainment. Sport is the entertainment business.
You pointed out about the, I think it was the Castle Bride the week before that. We had Freeman launching an album. We had the Jacaranda Festival. Money is going into those exploits. Burna Boy came. Everybody chimsed about the Burna Boy Pride, but it was
packed
to the rafters.
Yeah.
So it's, I think the economic argument falls flat.
Falls flat.
When you then look at the
attraction. How are fans filling up a Harare Sports Club?
Yes. Are they filling Belgravia?
Why?
Are they
because filling, the Chevrons are managing to entertain.
To entertain. So where does it start and end? Because a coach will tell you, here's the argument, I want to keep my job. And to keep my job, I've got to stay within touching
distance.
It then
goes, the leadership of the club, Barry, it goes a lot beyond the coach. Mm. The coach does not decide the direction that the club takes.
Sure.
And this might come as a shock to some Zimbabweans, but no. The DNA of the club and the direction that a club takes is in the hands of its custodians.
Yeah.
Those that own it. Those that run the club from an administrative level, because coaches come and coaches go. Klopp will have a different philosophy to Mourinho. Mourinho has got a different philosophy to Pep Guardiola. And therefore, you can't just be taking any coach you want.
Yeah.
You've got to take a coach that fits the philosophy that has been predefined by the leadership and the ownership of the club.
Right.
So in this case, clubs should be there to say, you know what, sorry, Twandra Indirai, you can't be talking about Dynamos as not a passing club. We've got a responsibility to entertain as the biggest and most successful team in the country.
He should have been sacked straight after that statement.
To be honest, for me, if I was part of the leadership, the chairman, I would have been calling for a board meeting to say, you know what, guys, I don't think this coach really understands what
who
the club is all about, who we are. You know what? If it's about your job, that means you're placing your interests above the interests of the club.
Yeah.
It's not about you. It's about Dynamo's Football Club.
Yeah.
It's about Highlanders Football Club. It's about Caps United Football Club. It's high time now we started to put the clubs first, the game first, the fans first.
It's a...
Sounds like I'm at a political rally.
Yeah, certainly. You inspired me, I tell you what. The thing is that it's such a layered discussion, and we're going to continue it in the fan zone. Because there is the school of thought and argument that talks about the fact that sometimes when you want to entertain, you're not going to achieve the objectives, and therefore the club can sack you anyway. So clubs should then be patient, and it goes everywhere. Murape Murape said on his Facebook post, play entertaining good football and people will come to the stadiums in thousands to support their respective teams. What are your thoughts on that? 0731 168 045. That's a discussion that we're having, and we're going to continue it during the fan zone, reading out your messages, and we'll also contribute with our opinions. And don't forget that the Soweto Derby The ticket price was 70 Rand, which is $3.81 USD. That means that the price was almost the same, identical to the battle of Zimbabwe, yet we failed to attract the crowd that we wanted. Let's go to our Zimoko Formula One report, and then we'll dive into Round the World in 60.
International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play. From sunny Melbourne to the streets of Monaco, the deserts of Bahrain to the jungles of Brazil, get up to speed on the Formula One Report. The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
Formula One Report, brought to you by Zimoco. Now, when the elegant Mercedes-Benz E-Class, my favorite, doesn't offer enough excitement, the AMG-tuned E53 fills the void with increased performance and edgier styling. Classy, whether you're in business suit or a sports outfit, a unique grille and exclusive exterior details help separate its sedan styling from other executive sports models on the market. Equipped with a 429 brake horsepower, turbocharged six-cylinder powertrain and standard all-wheel drive, which delivers all-weather traction and zealous acceleration on the driver's demand, every E53 AMG model maintains Mercedes' luxury pedigree with an eye-catching cabin that boasts cutting-edge technology and upscale materials.
Now, what sets the E53 AMG apart are performance-styled front and rear ends, the signature AMG steering wheel design, an enhanced infotainment system, the latest driver assist, and an updated powertrain from previous models. Stay tuned for more.
It will be interesting to hear what Mike's preference is, the front or the rear end. let's get into our Formula One.
Do you want us to go into that, Baz? Maybe not.
Maybe not. Let's go to our Formula One news now. Max Verstappen is enjoying the most dominant of Formula One seasons. But Red Bull team boss Christian Horner reckons the double world champion still deserves more recognition. The 25-year-old took a record 14th win of the season in Mexico City on Sunday and has now scored more points in a single campaign than anyone ever, breaking Lewis Hamilton's 2019 record of 413. Let's hear from Christian Horner.
I think he's just raised it to another level. He's raised the bar so high this year. You know, he's been absolutely phenomenal throughout the season. And to have won, you know, the broken that record now of 14 victories. 14 victories, you know, is insane in the amount of races. He's still with two to go. Plus two sprint races, wins the victories on top of that. You know, he's been absolutely outstanding. And I think... you know, he deserves all the plaudits that are coming his way. And a drive like today demonstrated, again, the maturity, the ability that he has to read a race, to look after the tyres and, you know, control a race in a very convincing manner.
You know what? Red Bull has created a ridiculously good car for a ridiculously good driver.
Yeah, I mean, they're turning Formula One into the Bundesliga, isn't it? It's like Bayern Munich. Yeah. You know, Bayern Munich is going to have a few slip-ups now and again. They'll lose the odd match here and there. They'll draw matches. You know, there might be the odd upset now and again. But ultimately, you know that over the course of 34 games played in the Bundesliga,
the Bavarians
will always finish on top, like they have over the past decade.
Yeah.
And this season, I think it's been embarrassingly easy for Red Bull, especially Max Verstappen. It has been like that. I mean, he's been so dominant. Any time he's sort of like within the top five with maybe 20 laps to go, you know he's certainly going to catch everyone, and he's going to finish first in that race. The only thing that could have worked against Max this season is Max himself.
Yeah.
If he had made mistakes, if they had got strategy wrong, but we have seen Red Bull improve as far as the vehicle efficiency is concerned and also improve as far as the strategy is concerned. So they've made very few mistakes and they've got arguably the best driver right now in Formula One. And so it looks like it's a winning combination, and the other teams are going to have to, pull a rabbit out of the hat if they're going to be challenging next season. Otherwise, it may be yet another procession again.
Yeah, it could be a real struggle. At 25 years years old, hard to say of him. But would you say Max has matured?
I think he's matured. I think he's been very different from the Max that we saw last season. Admittedly, that was under more pressurized circumstances as he went head-to-head with Lewis Hamilton. But he's sort of like cut down on the mistakes. He's sort of like cut down on the over-aggression, I would put it, that we saw in previous seasons where he would try things.
It was almost petulant, wasn't it?
I said, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
But now, I think he's become measured. And it's also a function of age. People mature, Barry, as they get older. Let's not forget there's a young man. He stormed into Formula One when he was a wee nipper. And now he's maturing into the sport. He's a world champion. And obviously he's got people talking to him, guiding him. And Red Bull realizing that, you know what, we've got a guy here who can dominate the sport as much as Michael Schumacher did with Ferrari. And Lewis Hamilton did with Mercedes.
Yeah.
They want to put a marker down. They can lay a marker down with Max Verstappen.
Yeah, well, the previous points record in Formula 1, 2019, Lewis Hamilton, 413 points.
Max, I think Verstappen, it'll hurt Lewis Hamilton, this one.
It's burning. It's burning.
And also, I think there might be a bit of inspiration for Max to deny Lewis Hamilton any victory this season.
Yeah.
You know,
he's done it twice so far, in the American Grand Prix and now in Mexico City.
I think that's going to be a target. Because everything is done now. Max Verstappen is now thinking, you know what, let me just make sure that, you know what,
this is his first season where he doesn't win a race.
Exactly. Let me make sure that he doesn't win a race. Let me make sure that we get into next season with me having a psychological edge over this guy.
That's really rubbing his nose in it as Max Verstappen on Lewis Hamilton, because he's now sitting on 416 points. The season is not over. He's already world champion, as you heard. He's already won 14 races, another record. So he's sitting atop the tree. In second is his teammate at Red Bull's Checo Perez, who's sitting on 280 points. Charles Leclerc of Ferrari is in third on 275. George Russell of Mercedes is in fourth on 231. And Lewis Hamilton now in fifth on 216. Constructor standings, Red Bull Racing are already the champions. They've got 696 points, way ahead of Ferrari, who are on 487. And then third, Mercedes. Alpine Renault is in fourth, actually, ahead of McLaren. McLaren, lots of things expected of them this season. They haven't performed to the right level. They were supposed to be the best of the rest, but aren't. They're sitting in fifth position on 146. The next race is Sao Paulo Grand Prix. That's next Sunday.
Right, let's carry on talking about Mercedes-Benz. And of course, let's talk about the engine technology. It's all German pedigree. A turbocharged 3-litre inline 6-cylinder engine with a 48-volt hybrid system paired with a 9-speed automatic transmission and 4MATIC all-wheel drive. Barry, does the tug at you? You're an E-Class guy. Would you ordinarily pick the E-Class over the S?
Yes. Any day of the week. Any day of the week. I'm an E-Class guy. That's why it's the GLE for me in terms of the.
I'll tell you that when I first met Barry, I mean he used to drive an E-Class. The blue one. Yeah, that's my story.
My story.
Yeah, and I thought, my goodness, this arrogant rat. Oh my goodness.
The truth comes out.
I was like, oh my God, my story. But you know what, it then began to make sense, because that tagline, it became one with you.
And
I remember now when you actually changed from my story on your car to nothing at all. I thought to myself, what on earth is he doing? You know, we used to my story.
He's become more humble.
He's become more humble. You know, I understand him. But anyway, let's get back to talking about that E-Class. Executive comfort meets sports car performance as the suspension seamlessly makes the switch from twisty road demon to comfortable freeway cruiser. A large 12.3-inch touchscreen is standard and supports the Mercedes-Benz MBUX infotainment system, standard with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, a Burmester stereo, and wireless charging.
Now, for all information on the Mercedes-Benz E53 AMG, contact the sales team at Zamoco on inquiries at zamoco.co.zw to learn the full feature list on this exciting executive sports sedan model. The best or nothing. Zamoco, specialized service for special brands.
The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zamoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zamoco, specialized service for special brands.
Hi, you're listening to ZFM Sport. My name's Graham Sharp, and I'm the first Zimbabwean to take on the Dakar Rally in a bike.
Z. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We take off in Australia, the T20 World Cup, where England kept their hopes of making the semi-finals very much alive with a 20-run win over New Zealand at the Gabba. Joss Butler's 73 of 47 helped England post 179 for 6 from their 20 overs before limiting the Black Caps to 159 for 6 earlier. Sri Lanka kept their semi-final hopes alive with a 6-wicket win over Afghanistan. In the process, knocking them out of the competition. In news from New Zealand, veteran second row Sam Whitelock, who captained the All Blacks of their current Northern Hemisphere tour, with regular skipper Sam Kane sidelined by a broken cheekbone. The 34-year-old Whitelock, who has played 140 test matches, will lead the All Blacks in matches against Wales in Cardiff on Saturday, then against Scotland and England on consecutive weekends. And we touched down in the US, where Aryna Sabalenka beat world number 2 Ons Jabeur 3-6, 7-6, 7-5 at the WTA finals in Texas, while Maria Sakkari edged Jessica Pegula 7-6, 7-6 to avenge her loss at the American Open in the Guadalajara final 8 days ago. The WTA finals feature 8 women split into 2 groups, with the top 2 finishes moving on to the semifinals of the season ending prestigious event.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
All right, let's go to those messages. Tonde Web St. Mary's, Kumusham Kuru Chitungwiza, Hans Ferrari and Mercedes strategists need to walk the plank in the off-season. Hans Vano Makisa, glad Mercedes is improving. We can finish second on the constructors. Fingers crossed.
Matteo Binotto, I think, is going to be gone in the off-season. Yeah. I think he's going to leave Ferrari. And then
Ferrari, I think, has got a better car than their position.
Their position reflects. And then I think Toto Wolff will make some changes, but he himself will remain there. So I think those are the changes that we can expect, and they're likely to change for the better. But Red Bull still has the best aerodynamists in the game, so that's always going to be a struggle.
Right, a message coming from Wasley in Bulawayo. Good evening to you, Kontutu. Is it only the derbies we are worried about when it comes to numbers? Bosa games are almost full, but they don't play that exciting game. Can we say people don't love their teams physically like they used to, and that those that go there are going there for the love of soccer atmosphere? At Bosa games, you'll find children as young as 9 years being there, so we can say that fans are doing their indoctrination for more young fans. So, yes, Highlanders has been an anomaly, but I also believe that the profile of a Highlanders fan is very different from the profile of a lot of fans of the other clubs.
Agreed.
Why? Because I think Highlanders is about identity.
Yes.
Highlanders is the pride piece of a people.
Of a people, yes.
Yeah, and a region.
Yes.
And therefore, it's almost like Barcelona and Catalonia.
Yes. Yes.
Athletic club in Bilbao.
Bilbao, yeah.
They're emblematic of a people.
Of a people.
And therefore, people grow up being Highlanders fans.
Yes.
And you just grow into that system.
And so consequently, it's not hard to... And I say this with respect. Let me put it the other way. It's a little bit easier to fill up Barber Fields for Highlanders than it is for Dynamos to fill up Rufaro. Because Rufaro, people are making a decision to say, I want to... But Highlanders, like the national team of the region.
Let's go support our team.
Let's go support our team.
18 years were long.
Yes.
There is a pride that comes with supporting Highlanders in Bulawayo. And to be honest, for me, Highlanders is a marketer's dream.
Absolutely.
It's a market. If I was a marketer,
100%.
My goodness, that brand would be flying.
You know who?
Because it's the easiest to sell.
You know who got it right? I don't even know if the brand is still existent, but Ingwe, when they partnered with Highlanders,
yes,
that was a match made in heaven.
Only traditional brew.
Mate.
It was a match made in heaven.
It writes itself. It was a match made in heaven. So I think Highlanders is a little bit different. Let's put them to one side, albeit that Highlanders Islanders, let's be fair, is playing exciting football at Barber Fields. They are certainly becoming going on the right direction in terms of their entertainment factor.
All right, as people are focused on EPL and La Liga, those are important games than our local league. That's Valentine and Blues. Again, I'll use myself as an example. There was a time that I would quite easily sacrifice Liverpool games, Barcelona games, Juventus games, Borussia Dortmund games if Islanders was in town. It was a no-brainer. But nowadays, not so much.
Look, I will on board the counter-attraction argument, but it's also because we haven't given a compelling reason for fans to follow their respective teams. I think that if you love and enjoy, you believe you're going to be entertained by going to watch a Dynamo's game, you'll forego the English Premier League and go to the stadium.
And the guys, Bora Muno, Ragafira, Pa Dynamo's Caps and Islanders, Dipo Paivene, Heartbeat here, Bora Ipapo, Gwenzi, in where I also think he makes a fine point that the three traditional big boys that command, I would say, in terms of support, perhaps 80% of football supporters in the country, their struggles mean that there is a hugely subdued fan base out there.
Agreed.
That's not particularly enjoying their football. Agreed. Because of the dominance of teams like FC Platinum, who are the new big boys.
Yes.
As far as on-field performances are concerned.
Agreed. I'm going to agree insofar as the blue and the green, but in the black and white, I'm going to put them to one side because they are doing well in terms of stadium attendances. Dynamos and Caps, certainly. Now, if FC Platinum was a Harare team, I'll tell you now, FC Platinum will probably have the biggest fan base by now. They don't because they're out in Rishane and they haven't really made an active attempt to woo fans.
You're right. Eri, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct. You're out in Blawayo. It says, good evening. We're getting lots of messages from Blues, eh?
Blues, eh?
Good evening, team. It all comes down to the product. The product that PSL is giving out is not marketable. And the men and women in our towns can't sacrifice a scarce dollar for it. Music shows are filling up every weekend in the same economy. We need a total reset. All the undertakers are just waiting to bury our football.
We can't say that our football is dead. There are green shoots. I think that FC Platinum is a green shoot.
But again, Barry, you also have to ask, how come they've struggled to grow their fan base in Zishamane? Because by now, surely with the sustained success that FC Platinum has enjoyed, they should be filling up Mandava at a bare minimum.
Yeah. I don't think that they've actively gone out and been a part of the people. I think they've remained a little bit lofty, a little bit high up there, rather than coming down to the people and saying, you know what, we're part of you.
We are part of you. We are here. We're not here to turn our noses up at Shabani Mine.
If Shabani resurrects today, Shabani will have command bigger crowds.
That's unfortunate for a team that's enjoying success. Just one more message here, again from Bulawayo. This is Nhlanhla Maseko. Says, hi, ZFM Sports team. Thank you, guys. You're 100% correct. Zim football is boring. I miss Highlanders road shows. Gone are the days when they were playing good football. The days of Des Dalio Capenha and company. BF Stadium was always full.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues. The big teams. The big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport. The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport.
Let's dive into Mzansi, where Kaizer Chiefs star Patrick Mayo believes that Amakosi's victory over Pirates saved Arthur Zwane's job, as Yusuf Mart's outrageous goal helped Chiefs edge Pirates 1-0 at FNB Stadium to claim the Soweto Derby bragging rights. What a goal it was, and a fitting winner. Now let's get the thoughts of Kaizer Chiefs coach Arthur Zwane.
But if we can be clinical, we can touch a lot of teams. And I think tactically we planned very well. The guys went in there and executed the plan. You know, I must give the credit to them, but I must also give credit to Orlando Pirates, you know, by not allowing us time, you know, and space on the ball at some point. But we always knew that as long as they're going to play high line, we're going to catch them at some point.
Barry, you reckon that his job was on the line?
I think so. I think that the hierarchy at Kaizer Chiefs, of course, the Motaung family, Kaizer Jr., of course, running play there, and Bobby, his brother, they were growing a little bit impatient with Arthur Zwane. And a win in a derby like this always buys you a bit of capital.
I think it's difficult to fire a man after you've just beaten Orlando Pirates in the Soweto derby.
No chance.
So at the very least, I think he earns himself maybe another, stay in the job until at least the World Cup break.
Yeah, I think so. I think that he's got at least that. And the challenge he has is that now with Kaizer Jr. as the sporting director, Kaizer Jr. understands the game a little bit more.
Yeah.
So
more modern.
He's more modern. He's being judged now not on results alone, but performances.
Style.
And for me,
Zagarambo Nandiraya.
We're not a positive.
Let me tell you someone who's lost their job, though, and that is Kaitano Tembo.
Yeah.
He was, of course, the coach at DStv Premiership side, Sekhukhune United, and he was sacked today. He had been skating, admittedly, Barry, on thin ice for a few months after a string of poor results.
Yeah, he had. And also, I think what saved his job was that result against Orlando Pirates, which I think was his last win. So that gave him a bit of a lease of life, but the results just wouldn't come. And I think this one, everyone saw coming. They're bottom of the league. It needed to be done.
Neymar, Mbappe, Kadewere, and now the king of them all.
It's Messi.
Enjoy the taste of French football on ZFM Sport.
On Tuesdays, we like to keep you updated with what's happening in France, and Lens are emerging as the only challengers to PSG's dominance in Ligue 1, as they are 5 points behind the league leaders following the impressive win over Toulouse, which maintained the 100% unbeaten run at home. It seemed, Barry, that, just barely 3-4 weeks ago, we were talking about Marseille as possibly a team that has sort of like worked their way back to the top of the tree as far as French football is concerned. They've fallen away badly, and look like the Lens are the ones that may be able to at least just hang on to the coattails of PSG.
And even then, I mean, we're celebrating
5 points.
5 points. So you can see we're clutching. It's a reach. I think PSG is very dominant in France. And in truth, if you look at the squad makeup, you look at the
Messi,
financial ability.
Mbappe, Neymar. But let's talk Lens, Barry. Who are some of the players that are sort of like are responsible for this, solid performance, solid start to the season that they've had? Because you know what, Lens is not a team that a lot of people would have been talking about if they were doing build-ups to the season in France.
Well, I mean, look, I'm glad you used the word solid, because I think it's on the basis of a very solid defence that they are performing in this fashion. You look at their goalkeeper, Bryce Samba. He's only conceded 2 goals since September. So that sort of form means you're going to have a nice plan.
He's probably got a very good defence as well.
Yeah, he does.
That's impressive.
100%. Florian Sotoka, of course, he's tied for fifth in goals in Ligue 1. That's alongside Lionel Messi and Eliwahi with 6. And then captain Seko Fofana. Those sort of players have been the bedrock upon which Frank Heise has built his team, and has now gotten within 5 points of Paris Saint-Germain. Hopefully, he can hang on.
And of course, their ultimate ambition would be to stay in the Champions League places and perhaps take part in what is the biggest club competition in the world. That's coming up next here on ZFM Sport.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
Tonight's action in the UEFA Champions League. There is Group A action, but let me tell you about Group B, because there are two matches that are currently on right now. Bayer Leverkusen versus Club Brugge of Belgium, and Porto of Portugal taking on Atletico Madrid. Those games are currently on at the moment, and of course we'll give you a quick update. They are just probably, I think, about 10 minutes in or something like that. those two games are currently underway. But Group A action, we'll see Liverpool take on Napoli, Rangers versus Ajax. Group C, Bayern Munich versus Internationale, Victoria Pilsen versus Barcelona, who have opted to rest Robert Lewandowski. Group D action sees Marseille taking on Tottenham Hotspur, Sporting Club of Portugal take on Eintracht Frankfurt. This was one of the clubs, one of the groups, very Group D, that we pinpointed as the group of death. Yeah. And it looks like it's turned out that way, because any one of the four teams can still qualify for the knockout stages of the Champions League. And of course, we'll be keeping a keen eye on Marseille and Tottenham Hotspur, who will be doing battle at the Orange Velodrome tonight. And of course, we're now going to hear from the former Arsenal attacker, former Man United attacker, former Barcelona attacker, former Inter Milan attacker, former Udinese attacker, Alexis Sanchez.
Creo que sí, creo que el momento que estamos ahora y pasar.
We of course want to progress. We're working together to do so. I'm here to be victorious with this team, so that's a great motivation for me and the rest of the team. And playing tomorrow in front of the fans, that pushes us on.
Oh, we're going to have to start off with a little apologies there, Barry, because
we had moved our clocks.
We may have thrown, there may have been a few wrestling matches for the remote controls in hopes, because we're telling people that matches are starting. No, they haven't, because they've... the time has changed,
they're kicking off in about 3 minutes. In actual fact, because remember there's daylight saving, so now it's an extra hour. So game
No, I think they're kicking off at 8 now.
They're kicking off at 8.
Yes.
7:45. Yeah. Okay, so 7:45 and then 10 o'clock. So it's going to be a bit later on.
Yeah, a bit later
those
on.
Games start. Yeah.
That's it. Okay, let's talk Spurs and talk Marseille. I think it's a Marseille side that's not in great form. So
no.
Spurs, you've got to fancy them in this game, especially with Harry Kane. I mean, listen, he's in bang red hot form. And Spurs have got a knack of being awarded penalties, don't they?
They do. They've got a knack of being awarded penalties. And it's penalties that they need, unfortunately. Because for me, yes, Marseille is not looking great, but Tottenham themselves are not looking great. They're looking like they're a bit brittle, especially when they go behind. Yes, they had a comeback victory over the weekend, but I think that there's something that needs to be fixed, and Antonio Conte needs to fix it.
And as we wrap it up, Barry, very quickly, let's talk about Liverpool. They're taking on Napoli. I think that's the pick of the fixtures. People want to see, listen, the demise of Liverpool, but I think Klopp and Liverpool fans will be happy that they're playing Napoli with really nothing at stake other than pride, because both teams have secured qualification into the knockout stages. I think that's the only positive. Liverpool will be trying to redeem themselves, because this season in the local league, in the Premier League, has gone from bad to worse.
It certainly has, and also they want to sort of defend home ground, as it were. Anfield was breached at the weekend. They want to bounce back from that. So Klopp, I think, will be hurt. He'll be hungry and want his team to be exactly the same. So hopefully they can get a result tonight. But it's going to be tough against a very good Napoli side.
Yeah, tough against a very good Napoli side. Well, it's tough on us because we have to leave. But we'll be back with you tomorrow, 6:05 on a Wacky Wednesday with more of the same. The top stories coming out of the world of sport, local as well as international. Don't miss out on another UEFA Champions League during the beautiful game.
Well, for now, may God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Menandi, out.
And it's Messi! It is the cleanest of clean finishes from the best on the planet.
The biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Madhur, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are the team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.